This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Motley again defends the labor clause's concession bill and urges the private sector to comply. The DLP says although the two opposition senators are members of the party, the views at this time are their own opinions. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated planning a major Caribbean push. A Trinidad NGO calls for quick identification of the vessel responsible for a major oil spill there. And schools closed, flights canceled as a winter storm hits the northeastern part of the U.S. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley defends the labor clause's concession bill, stressing that in order for the private sector to benefit from government concessions, it must commit to the fair treatment of its employees. Labor Minister Colin Jordan piloted the bill in Parliament, which is aimed at improving the working conditions of employees whose workplaces receive concessions and gives government the right to revoke or suspend concessions if employers do not comply with the labor laws. In her contribution to the debate, Ms. Motley believes certain parameters must be set.
With respect to this matter, we believe that the time has come to be able to set standards and parameters. And in setting these parameters, all that we are saying is, very simply, if you want a government contract, as was said before in 1952, or you benefit from a government concession, in both instances, make sure that you meet the minimum standards for treating workers sector by sector.
She added that the legislation is not an attack on the private sector.
The government is not trying to lash out at the private sector. It's the contrary. The government wants the private sector to help us continue to lead growth, but we want growth that is inclusive and growth that is fair. We want a minimum set of conditions for the conduct of business in this country because the country is simply too small to accommodate other than fairness, transparency, and decent work for decent employees in this country.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The views being expressed by the newly appointed opposition leader and his two senators are not those of the Democratic Labour Party. This position was made clear in a statement from General Secretary of the DLP, Steve Blackett, who said although Senators Ryan Walters and Tricia Watson are members of the party, the positions taken at this time in the upper house are their personal views. He explained that the opposition leader, Mr. Thorne, is currently not a member of the party.
Many Barbadians may wonder whether the views of Mr. Thorne and his two new duly elected senators reflect the views of the Democratic Labour Party. For clarity, I must remind the country that Mr. Thorne currently is not a member of the Democratic Labour Party, so the views expressed in both the Senate and the House by he and his team are their own thoughts and opinions at this time. At this juncture, the Democratic Labour Party, with the newly appointed shadow cabinet and some of the soon-to-be-announced candidates, will continue to highlight issues of importance to Barbadians. We will continue in our efforts to represent the interests of the population. We will continue in our fight for the poor and the most vulnerable in our society. We will continue in our quest to ensure fairness and equity for all citizens.
General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett. Newly appointed Senator Tricia Watson plans to focus on energy and consumer rights as she takes up her role ahead of the Senate today. She is one of two opposition senators that were sworn in yesterday. Speaking after the swearing-in ceremony, Ms. Watson, who was one of the main interveners in the Fair Trading Commission's rate hearing case, made it clear that she will continue to advocate on behalf of consumers.
We have to do some team strategy. That will always be our approach to things. But, you know, energy justice is my advocacy platform at the moment. It will continue to do so. The rate cases continue. There are two, one in court and another one presently before the FTC, and generally to advocate for the interests of consumers. Protection of Barbadians' constitutional rights will be at the heart of what I do. And all laws flow from our constitution. Therefore, that means the scrutiny of the policies of the government and the laws that will underpin those policies to ensure that Barbadians' interests are protected.
She stressed that she will serve in the interest of all Barbadians.
Barbadians as individual, but also, as we call them, legal persons. They are entities that are affected by government policy, and to ensure that there is no limitation of the interests that are served. When we sit in government, that we take into consideration how those policies affect Barbadians, that laws are drafted in a way and presented in a way that Barbadians' rights are not undermined. I think that is at the heart of how I will approach this role that has been assigned to me in an effort to make sure that I keep faith with the people who are affected by the activities of the government of Barbados.
Senator Tricia Watson. Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated is pushing for increased business out of the Caribbean market and Trinidad and Tobago in particular. The BTMI's new director for the Caribbean, Graham Clark, was speaking to Starcom Network News in Port of Spain as BTMI, in collaboration with the National Cultural Foundation, wrapped up a major crop over promotion during the Trinidad Carnival that climaxed last evening. One of the elements of the promotion involved a contingent of Barbadian soca artists who performed at various events and made a number of media appearances. Mr. Clark believes the promotion was very successful and stressed the importance of such initiatives given the increased competition in the market.
Our impressions here, our activations were very, very well received. I've been saying before that Trinidad is really our number one source market, and you have to spend money to defend that position within the marketplace. Sometimes you do not recognize what is the value of your market share until you lose it, and then you have to spend millions of dollars to try to recover what you already have. So we have made a decision that we want to defend our leadership within this market. We are going to support initiatives, and even though costs are increasing, we still have to do what we have to do because this competition, the competitive elements are coming in, and some of the other territories are recognizing what we are doing. They're following it, but we want to maintain our presence and to do what we have to do within the Trinidad market.
He highlighted the potential of the Trinidad and Tobago market.
It is not just related to carnival activity. There are so many other dimensions and niches to the Trinidadian and Tobago market that we want to actually engage on. The business side of things, the educational element, the issue related to sports. You know, all of these are very, very productive niches that we have to explore and to continue to win the battle to get those sectors involved.
The BTMI's director for the Caribbean, Graham Clark. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, wants government to address the number of abandoned buildings around the city. Mr. Safri said this needs to be fixed urgently, stressing too often homeless are occupying these spaces. His comments came during a news conference at the Central Bank's Frank Cullimore Hall.
One of the things is that we need the Ministry of Housing, the Attorney General Office, and all the other key players to look at these abandoned buildings in Bridgetown that are being used and abused by the homeless in town. But we need to be able to look at these buildings, these derelict buildings. We need to board them up.
Mr. Safri is urging businesses in Bridgetown to create a committee to monitor the homeless in the area. The Trinidad and Tobago non-governmental organization Friends and Fishermen of the Sea urged the quick identification of the capsized vessel that has caused an oil spill impacting the sister isle of Tobago. In a statement, the organization said the spill, which happened 7 days ago, and the country has been left in the dark as the thick crude oil continues to spread into the food chain fishery and onto Tobago tourism inventory. It is said that the substance being leaked into the ocean could be crude oil, and warned of the devastating impact on the environment and people's livelihoods. Finally, a powerful storm is barreling across the northeastern U.S., bringing the highest snowfall in 2 years. Some areas have recorded up to 15 inches of snow, and there are flood warnings and strong wind forecasts. Hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled because of the strong northeaster. Officials in several states have urged commuters to work from home and avoid non-essential travel because of the dangerous conditions. We'll be right back. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley again defends the labor clause's concession bill and urges the private sector to comply. The DLP says the two opposition senators are members of the party, but the views at this time are their own. The BTMI planning a major Caribbean push. A Trinidad NGO calls for quick identification of vessels or the vessel responsible for a major oil spill there. Schools closed, flights cancelled as a winter storm hits northeastern parts of the United States. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.